I worked at the hospital or doctors in that area for 50 years, and I was hoping maybe that by being on the board, I would be able to help in some ways that people that haven't worked there didn't know. I started out in 1965, a couple days after high school graduation, working for Dr. David W. Dale, and I worked for him for years. Then when he left, I went to work for the hospital. And then I went back and forth and back and forth between doctors and in the hospital for a few years. And last, I've been working with the visiting physicians, bringing doctors into town, specialists to help the people around town. Saves them from trips, going out to somewhere else to see a doctor.
So do you have any priorities or goals, things that you want the hospital board to work on when you're there?
I haven't got enough experience in that yet. I've never been on the board. And so I just went to the last, to my first meeting that they just had. And hopefully from there, I'll be able to pick up some ideas. And I pretty much left my listening ears on the first meeting because I'd meant to go to some meetings beforehand, but it just didn't work out that way because I was on vacation and stuff. So, but I'll pick up speed as I go.
One of the things that has been sort of a hospital issue in Wrangell for a while is wanting to build a new hospital building. And that's something I know the board has sort of been working toward or at least keeping an eye on. Is there anything that you'd like to see happen with that issue?
Now, I was worked in the old Bishop Rowe Hospital first. And so I came on board of the hospital that they're in now when it was newly built. And there's been times in that building, I believe they have the problem fixed now, but there were times in that building when I'd come to work and my office would be knee deep in water. Well, not quite knee deep, but you know, ankle deep in water because it's on a bog. And I believe they have fixed that. They have pumps and stuff like that down there now, but yeah, I'm sure that didn't help the building at all any. And so I think there's not enough room. You know, there's a lot of people that don't have offices. And if the backyard was better, you could add on. But it's not a good idea to put more weight on that muskeg back there. I think you just have more of the same problem.
What do you think some of the biggest challenges facing the hospital and the hospital board right now are?
Oh, we have a new CEO that's coming on board. And so that will help. And we'll miss Marlo, of course. But get him established, and I think the billing has been turned over to a company called True Bridge, and so that should help get the bills out. And it's a lot of work for the two girls that work out front, and sometimes three, to answer the phone, help the people at the desk, and then do the billing too. You know, I've tried to help them as much as I could for years, but you have to have help in that area if you want to get money in.